So who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
I would like to speak opposed.
Don't all speak out at once now.
Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead.
Well, Ray can go first. I think he was
Ray, go ahead.
Okay. Well, using some of the logic that was just expounded by Wendy, I would say that traditionally, if an offense was made a violation, something you'll object to, that of a mild nature, people would say, well, we don't want this to happen anymore, so let's refer it to for some further study, and I will act on it. However, there are circumstances that that defy this logic, and I submit that this is one of them. And so therefore, not only we do have to have more specific regulation in place, and I support number two that calls for that, number one that reaffirms specific principles of objecting this behavioral language that is discriminatory and offensive and so on against the mission, I think that what we are dealing with here in this case warrants within measured tone, saying that this is completely unacceptable and that this rises to the level of seriousness that we want to specifically mention that this will not be tolerated and name that example. We have been advised, we have received legal advice that this is not, that we are within reason, within the law, and I think it's time we send a strong message that this, that we want a new reality, and therefore I will oppose the motion to decide.
I mean, we would like to speak it.
Hold on, wait. Point of order. There is no motion to divide.
I made the motion
yet.
To rescind these two items.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor of the motion to rescind? Well, there's not all of them. If there's no further discussion
Don White.
In favor. Don
White.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the board, as I said earlier, but not in public session, the board needs to be very, very cognizant of its fiduciary responsibilities. It needs to act on motions of this nature with great care. I have condemned the statements in question as racist, unacceptable, pretty horrendous. But I'm going to vote for rescinding this, because I do not believe that the board should place the foundation in any possible further jeopardy around civil suits. And even if the civil suits have no merit, it's an enormous amount of money to defend them at a time when our foundation is counting every penny. I think this motion was passed... let me just leave it at that. I do want to add that any board member who tries to equate support of rescinding these two with any kind of endorsement of racist behavior or racist comments, I think it's would be unacceptable to me, because I actually believe that a strong message can be sent without using the enormous power of the network to publicly say things about a listener sponsor that could bring about civil action.
May I speak now?
Point of information.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your point of information?
I'd like to ask our foundation counsel, since there have been several references made to this motion subjecting us to liability, jeopardy of civil suits, and so on, if he could tell us whether he thinks there are any points of liability with the motion to pass.
Is our counsel here to advise us on 1,000 points of liability?
In public session?
he's not here. Okay, so Lisa.
Yes, I would like to say that, you know, this is an issue that requires everybody to take a very hard look at everything that is going on. I'm sure I don't have to remind people, or maybe I do, I don't know what good it will do, but nooses are being hung up all over the country in New York City, which is supposed to be such a great, wonderful, liberal city, but I can tell you right now what that actually is, you know, what people talk and what other people live. A world of difference, a world of difference. nooses are being hung up. During my debates, you know, at least during one of them, derogatory words, racially derogatory words were used on the air directed at me and somebody else who happens to be Latino. So I go back to Cuba, and then another one using the N-word. I've seen signs, KKK, you know, people thought it was funny, make a little joke using those symbols in New York City, not to mention a whole lot of other things that I can tell you that I saw, including, well, I didn't see this, but recently you may have heard of this, you may have not, but a young man, 19, 20 years old, African-American, I believe he was, I know black, 20 bullets shot into him by the police, a hairbrush in his hand, continuously. Gutting 3 and 4 out of this motion turned it into lip service. And that is what this country has been very good at, paying lip service. Now, maybe their intentions may have been a little different. I don't speak to all of that, but I'm going to tell you the reality of what lip service has done. Nothing. I have heard all of my life the whole history of the existence of black people in this country and other people of color. Oh, we want to do this, but we can't do this because if we do this, it's going to bring them in. Oh, there's no money. That all the time. Excuses for not standing up and fight. If I listen to those excuses, or if the people that come before me listen to those excuses, we would still be enslaved. And I'm going to say I feel some people, I'm not saying on this board, but with an objective, I would like to see those days come back. They're not going to happen, and it's not going to happen on my watch. I didn't sit on any board to follow the status quo about things that are wrong. I didn't sit on any board to do that. And I'm not going to allow something, some threat of a lawsuit. They've been threatening with lawsuits. They've used the law. The law has been used for the wrong things so many times in this country. All history of the law being used, it was about people standing up and fighting. This is wrong. The Pacifica Foundation sent this statement out to the whole membership. And they deserve, the people who got this statement, that it offended. I mean, it did offend me. I mean, you know, there's only a finite number of black female board members on the board. It's a very degrading statement about us, but about black people in general, black women. It went out to all of these people who deserve so much better from Pacifica than this, and at least deserve Pacifica to say, I am sorry, because not enough is being done on my blog. And things are really getting out of control. I just saw something on my blog, and this time it's not directed at me, but it's an offensive statement. I don't think it should be. I want to encourage an environment that says it's all right to do that, because it is not. And we have to stand up and have the guts and the courage. I'm calling everybody. This is right. It should happen. They need to send a statement. They need to send as many statements in as many ways as they can. You say, we don't accept this behavior. Pacifica sent it out. They should be apologized for that. It was inexcusable that it got sent out. And they need to stand up and to say that it's wrong. And to take it. So I'm going to ask everyone to not resist any part of this motion.
Did you vote against the motion that said we deplore?
You're out of order.
You keep asking about something when you don't know what you're talking about, but that doesn't offend you to do that.
Stop.
Does it? If you want to go there with it, I will. I'll take you all the way there with it.
We deplore the expressions of rape hate on our list.
You did not do what I said, and you keep saying something about what I said, and you were not there. You do that all the time.
Talking, it is entirely inappropriate.
Well, then I suggest you tell that director to check herself.
For disciplinary action amounting to an exclusion of both of the members who are out of order
right
now.
Excuse me, point of information, Mr. Chair.
From any subsequent meeting. No.
So don't.
No more. We are continuing the debate. Who would like to
say? I am. AC.
Favor the motion to rescind. AC,
I would like to speak. Mary Berg would like to speak in favor of the motion.
I like
the motion to rescind. Okay. Are you in favor of rescinding, AC?
I'm in favor of opposing the rescinding.
Okay.
I'm moving to divide.
Okay. There's a motion to divide the question. Is there a second?
Second.
Yes, I'm not hearing it. So a motion to divide the rescinding, the second part. Okay, it's been seconded. So this is to divide rescinding part 3 from rescinding part 4.
Yeah.
Which part is the part of, is it 3 or 4 that's about sending the mailing?
4.
Okay. So is there any objection to dividing?
I object.
Hearing none, it's... You object? Okay, will you please call the roll on the motion to divide?
Wait, could be Dave?
Yes?
Before we do that, can we see why would we divide?
Okay, yeah. Well, can you motivate the motion to divide? Then I'll hear one pro and one con, and then we'll vote on it.
Thank you.
Yes, because number three has a preamble and sets up an overall concept that refers to our mission statement and that is based, steeped in our mission statement and so forth. The other is remedial action, and some of us may differ on the other items, and whereas we might agree with one and not the other. The usual reason for divide, that's why you divide.
Is there anybody who would like to speak?
Mary Bird.
Provide a rationale for not dividing?
I would like to make a substitute motion to that. May I
go ahead?
Okay. I would move to include the rescission of the existing number 3 and 4, but then in number 4, there's an A, a B, and a C part. I would include B and C. I would leave number A with the on-air statement beginning to
okay, you're going to have to read it to us because people who
okay,
are listening so, are
okay,
not
what
you.
I would okay, then the rescissions that Wendy already wrote, I would just move those out, but except for through all of 3 and 4A.
I want you to read the first, if it was divided according to your formula, read what the first motion would be and read what the second would be.
Okay. And the first motion then would be amended to add that a mailing be sent to all WBAI members with the text of this motion, which then would consist of 1 and 2, and an explanatory note, and also the original candidate. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Well, no. That B and D, I'm sorry. And then also the text of this motion, consisting of 1 and 2, be published prominently on the Pacifica Org elections webpage and on the webpage with the WBAI listener candidate so that the pace that we would, so that that would stand and the parts to be rescinded would be number 3, the PNB condemns the racist characterizations in the candidate statement of WBAI delegate candidate Albert, who has since been disqualified as discriminatory against people of African ancestry and contrary to the Pacifica Mission. Or the PNB urges the National Election Supervisor to arrange that the on-air statements noting Mr. Solomon's disqualification and summarizing this motion to be aired on WBAI with the same frequency as the card, and that a mailing be sent to all WBAI members with the text of this motion and an explanatory note, and see the original candidate statement of Albert and Solomon be restored to the Pacifica website so that all are clear on the offensiveness of his words alongside the text of this motion. Those are the parts to be rescinded. My substitute motion, and then I would like...
Hang on. This is a substitute to divide two pieces from each other, right? You were saying you want the division in a different place than Lydia wanted the division.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, Lydia wanted to divide a decision about part 3. The PNB condemns the racist characterizations, et cetera. From part 4, the PNB urges the NES to do the following. You're saying you want to divide it at part B. So you're saying you want to vote to respect...
At part C.
Okay. If we divide it the way you want it, we would consider a rescission of the PNB condemnation and urging the NES to arrange an on-air statement and a mailing. That would be one thing we'd vote on. And the second thing we'd vote on is the action to be taken on the original candidate statement and the text of his motion, of this motion, right?
No, I'm not. I would rescind. My substitute is to simply, instead of all four parts of item four, I'd leave, rescind items three and four, but retain the fourth part, item B.
Okay. I am going to I'm not going to entertain this at this time, because if the motion to divide prevails, we can still deal with what you're trying to accomplish when we deal with part four, and we'll still address part three as a separate question. So for the sake of coherency, because it's going to take too long to work this out, and because I don't think it accomplishes anything in terms of streamlining the process, I'm just going to rule it out of order. Now,
okay,
who would like...
I'm
just going to vote now on who would like to separate the rescinding of item three or amendment of item three from the rescinding or amendment of item four. Will you call the roll on the division of the question?
All right. I'll just, all right.
Point of order.
Okay.
Yes.
Shouldn't you ask if there's any objection first?
I had, and I heard an objection earlier.
That was before you ruled the other motion out of order. Maybe that has changed the situation.
Okay. Is there any objection to division?
Yes.
I object to the division of three from four.
Okay. Thank you. Will you go ahead and call the roll?
Okay. Mary Berg votes no. I'm voting against the division of three and four. Evelyn Bethu?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird? A.C., I can come back to you in a minute. Okay. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Okay. Chandra Hauptmann?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Can you repeat? I'm sorry, I got distracted there. We're voting. What is the affirmative of the motion?
If you vote yes, then we consider the question of rescinding three separately from the question, rescinding or amending three from the question of rescinding or amending four.
Okay, I vote no.
Okay. Let's see. Bob Lederer?
Pass.
Okay, Rob Robinson? Rob? Well, come back to you. Wendy Schrell?
No.
Don White?
Yes.
LaVon Williams?
She's not on the call.
No, I presume not. Michael Woodson?
Yes, divide.
Okay. Now, let's see. Evelyn Bethu?
Yes.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
And Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to vote who's not been called upon? AC?
Oh. Go over that. I'm sorry, I had to leave for a second. What are you?
It would be to divide the rescission of three and four to rescind three only at this time.
No.
Just
the vote is whether you want to consider the rescission of the two of part three and part four separately or together. So you vote yes if you want to consider them separately.
Okay.
You vote no if you want to consider it as a block.
You vote no if you want to consider everything as a block.
Right.
Three and four. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay.
What's anyone else now? I guess. Okay, I guess that's it. No one else? 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. And 1, 2, two abstained, abstentions. So,
can you repeat, please, the vote?
4 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so we're going to continue with the undivided.
Okay. So that fails, correct?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you now, Dave. You're cutting.
Mary, where are we at? Was there another amendment, or was it only the motion to divide?
The only other amendment was Mary.
Yeah, I will add that one thing. I will add an amendment maybe after that one little phrase, but the motion, I guess, is to divide.
Okay, so that failed, so now we're back to the main topic. Who would like to speak in favor? Are we in favor or opposed? We'll just go with in favor. Who's in favor of rescinding?
Well, I'd like to ask a question of counsel, Dave.
Council's not here. If you guys will, Mary, will you take over chairing, and I'll call Dan and ask him to come on.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
We don't have council right now, so is there a stack already? Would someone like to speak against the rescission? Is there anyone who wants to speak to that? The rescission of
to what now?
To. Is there anyone who wants to speak to the motion which says to cut out 3 and 4?
Oh, should speak in favor of it? No.
Yeah. You want to speak in favor of it?
No.
Does anyone want to speak in favor of it?
In favor of what?
Rescinding a motion.
No.
In favor of Wendy's motion, which moves to rescind parts 3 and 4 of the PNB motion on discriminatory delegate candidate statements previously adopted on the PNB.
I can speak against it if you don't mind.
I'll speak in favor of it.
Okay, so do you want against it?
Mary, can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said...
Right.
I know, you said in favor. So we could do...
do it
one in favor, one against, or something.
Okay.
Or go against first if you want, but...
Hi, guys, I'm back.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, we were just about... AC was at the point of going to speak...
The attorney is back. Let him speak.
Against it, and Wendy was going to speak in favor of it.
Okay. Wendy's already spoken. Go ahead, AC.
Okay. First of all... I wanted to wait until after Dan spoke, but...
Dan's not available.
I have some misgivings that maybe someone could clarify.
Well,
so maybe I could speak. I don't want to really speak in favor of it. I just have questions that made me vote to divide.
Okay, well, why don't you clarify? Well, go ahead and ask your question.
I think we have to know with a great deal of, well, not a great deal, but we have to know with some certitude that this isn't out of line, that our statement is crafted so that it's not overreaching. And in other words...
I understand your point. All questions on the question of liability were discussed in executive session.
I thought so, yeah. But I just want to confirm that for sure, because you don't want to say something that's ill-advised and I'm going to take Mr. Solomon's side. I'm sure everybody knows that, but you don't want to say something that it's just overreaching, or that says something and accuses him of something.
Are you speaking in favor of the motion?
I'm getting my misgivings, as I stated earlier,
then how much can you say in public session, which is kind of the point of the whole motion?
Well,
folks, we hang on a second. We discussed in executive session that we would ask all our questions to the attorney concerning any liability about any action we've taken to date. That was done, and it was agreed that such discussion was not appropriate for public session.
You know what, point of order, maybe we should
Wendy, in mid-sentence, your point of order is not well taken.
Thank you.
It's never well taken in mid-sentence.
Well, that's okay.
Now, so I'm going to ask members to please not deal with those questions in public session because we've already dealt with them.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, then
point
my
of order.
Are answered.
Okay.
Thank you.
My point of order is that it's my motion, and I wasn't on the call because I was coming back from a funeral. I was driving for 10 hours, and I don't know what we're talking about. So,
your motion was to rescind.
Apparently, there was a discussion.
Everybody, it's too late at night. This is not a jam session, okay? It's a business meeting where to get the floor, you have to ask to be recognized. Now,
Wendy, you called on me.
Yes, I did. I was speaking to another member who interrupted.
All right, so I'm telling you that I wasn't on the call when you did it. So I don't even know what I agreed to talk in executive session or public session about. I don't know what you guys did during the other part of the call when I wasn't there.
Are you crying or yawning?
You're out of order.
It's been a rough weekend, okay? So, yes, I am crying, and I'm telling you that I don't know what you guys are talking about, what you decided to do with this motion in executive session because I wasn't there.
It's not a damn session, folks. I'm going to call the meeting. I'm going to close the meeting if there are any more violations of order. Any. Wendy, what we did in executive session was we asked Dan, a number of people asked questions about any liability associated with any action we might take and anything that we've already done, his opinion on any liability associated with that. And so any questions about that are something that we feel is confidential legal matter and shouldn't be discussed in the public session. So there are a number of other issues on the merits of this, for example, whether people feel it's a good idea or not, whether we can afford to do mailings or not, or anything like that. And discussion on any of those points is fair game in public session. So I'll call on you. If you want to take a few moments to regain your composure, I'll call on you once you've done that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would like to speak? Go ahead, AC. You're going to speak about, right?
Bob.
Yeah, I'm going
to. We're alternating.
You were interrupted when you said who would like to speak what. Which one are you looking for? I would like at some point to speak in favor of it, and I'd like to be on that staff.
Of rescinding, okay.
Of rescinding.
Michael had been recognized. Michael asked for clarification. At that point, yeah, I believe I was asked. Who spoke before that?
That was me. I was trying to speak, and then I...
Yeah, you were trying to get recognized. I'm saying who spoke.
Yeah.
Who was the last person to speak on the merit of the case? I can't recall. Go ahead, AC, and then we'll go to Mary.
Well, I think that, as you have indicated, the liability issue was removed. And so, therefore, I don't think that there's any necessity to be concerned about that particular...
Hey, I'm going to cut you off right there. We're not talking about the liability issue.
I repeated what you have said already.
No, I did not say. I said the questions have been addressed.
Okay,
all
right.
The debate on it or the reasons that somebody might want to vote to rescind, which they're still doing in public session, is fine. But I don't want any more discussion of the liability issue.
Okay, I won't deal with liability. But what I will do is the principle of fighting against racism. And I'm saying that my motion that I put forward is for consideration was because I wanted to see the Pacifica Foundation remain in compliance with its mission, remain in compliance with its bylaws, remain in compliance with its culture for the last 58 years. And I think that this is a case where racism, I think, by most on this was exhibited, and we need to take a position on that. And in that regard, I'm speaking against the notion of rescinding. I don't think it has any basis to it. And I do believe that the motion was pretty much, as it was written, divided into two parts. One, it was a question of a resolution by the board itself on the issue of race and condemning the expressions of racism as it was done in New York. Now, the other part was how you appeal to urge, I would say, that the key word there was urge the election coordinator carry out some enforcement of this provision, of this resolution that was put up. But my thinkings is that it should be going to speak against any notion of rescinding. I think it would be a bad omen to have the general public know that we are going to play around with racism in this way. And I don't mean this negatively against others who might have some opposition. What I am trying to say is that I think the people would expect us to be decisive. And being decisive is where I'm coming from this afternoon. And I think I urge all of my colleagues to vote in favor of the resolution on this question, all the provisions therein. I would respect other people's opinion, but I really think that it should be moved forward.
This is Wendy.
Okay. Go ahead, Wendy.
I apologize for losing it. I've spent 20 of the last 36 driving and the other 16 doing the funeral thing and everything, you know, packing up houses and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, here's the deal is that we cannot solve the last 200 years of racism on the PNB right now.
Wow.
Well, you know, we can try. But in the meantime, you know, I'm sorry, that is a huge burden for one little organization. And we've got, we had 8 whole votes in favor of declaring who and who was a racist. In the meantime, we've been talking for the last, I don't know, 5 years about bigoted statements. And what we're trying to preach with the Pacifica Mission is inclusion of everybody. And all I'm saying, you guys, is that the way this motion is worded is we're going to get in a lot of trouble. And do we want this to be the one to go to the Supreme Court, or do we want it to be a solid thing that goes to the Supreme Court? I don't know. You know, I mean, I know.
Point of order.
Yeah, I'm well taken. Wendy, I really don't want any more discussion of the legal implications of the motion in public session.
All right, well, let me go with this. We did not go with the parts that said we would run a card, apparently. We did not go with the parts that said we were going to send a mailing. We can't enforce selective parts of this thing without enforcing all of it, and so I'm just asking to rescind parts 3 and 4. Parts 1 and 2 are very clear that we don't allow what we don't allow. It's a good motion with parts 1 and 2. I urge us to rescind parts 3 and 4 and help the world.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Mary, but I want to point out, just as a matter of the language, that the motion says the PNB urges the NES to do certain things. So whether those things happen or not is not a question of compliance with the motion. It is a recommendation by the board to the NES, which the NES then makes his own decisions on. Mary.
Order, David, point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Could I speak against rescinding, since Mary's going to speak for it and keeping it
before? Mary has been waiting to speak for it. We just heard her. I recognize Wendy because of the disruption earlier and her disturbed
being disturbed because of personal reasons. So that was a confession there. I want to recognize Mary, and then I'll go to you. Mary?
Yes. We did, as you point out, we discussed some of these liability issues in the executive session, having been privy to that, and also in having been privy to other discussions by the supervisor and others about this particular case and other instances, I really think that those two, that there's two parts of these four parts. The first two are extremely powerful, and they don't apply to only one person. They apply all across the board. This is contrary to our Pacifica mission, and I would like to amend those two that and we condemn all this, but we don't permit it. And I also would like to promulgate the text of those two parts, one and two, as on our websites and wherever we can and as widely as we can. Those two things I'm thoroughly in favor of. The last two parts are discussing only, not the whole, not the philosophy that we are totally forbidding discrimination, just issues with one person. And that, for one thing, if people who would like a strong statement, they're vitiated by just coming down to the issue of one individual only. I don't think that that is not making a strong statement against of our abhorrence of any kind of discrimination or racism. We ought to have it and say that we for really are enforcing it, no matter who, no matter when, no matter how, and it will be much stronger that way. Without discussing the particulars of what we had in the executive session, I feel that I am very, very much, this is a very unwise thing and doesn't seem to be as well as a rather, as not that powerful to have it descending to the issue of he said, she said, and one man against one faction against another faction, which is much more trivial. So that's what I would definitely, what we have left, if we take three and four, we have a very strong thing, which, as I said, if we then go ahead and add to it that we will put this text of these two parts all over as widely distributed as we can, that and that we then follow, we have to also have the attention that we are going to make teeth to this in future. We are not just going to say these words this time, but we're going to keep referring to them, and it won't be permitted, whatever.
Can I get back?
That's my statement.
May I get back on the staff, please?
No, we're not going to. There's going to be no more second comments. We're going to a vote on this soon. Michael.
Yes, I'll try to be concise. It's late. But I do want to recognize that the legality of it, in the most generic terms, that we are as a board conscious of our responsibilities to avoid legal entanglements and lawsuits, and there may be some question about legal counsel getting some business from this, but ultimately my thing is I think we can stick by all of these points, because there's a certain corrective measure necessary in this. A statement was made and went out, and if I understand correctly, there's a need to be proactive in setting the members, the BAI members, clear. And the second thing that makes me vote not to rescind is the right that the board has to provide, guidance and corrective measures against its members, when they don't really follow the ideas of the foundation, the mission of the foundation, the goals and the dreams of the foundation. So that's why I'm going to vote not to rescind.
Okay, we are 30 minutes past time. We've been going 6.5 hours on the meeting that was intended to last an hour originally. I'm going to ask that we move to a vote, and I assume there are differences of opinion, so I'm not going to ask if there's no objection. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Yeah, okay. Mary Berg, I vote yes. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazan? Okay, I'll come back to Lydia. A.C. Berg?
I vote. Wait a minute. Did you state for sure? I want to make sure I'm voting the correct way. I'm voting against rescinding.
A vote no is a vote not
okay,
to rescind.
Then that's no.
Vote no.
No. Okay, no. Thank you. Lisa Davis?
No.
Chandra Hauptman?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Rob Robinson, are you here? Okay, Wendy Schrill?
Yes.
Don White?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
No.
Is there anybody who would like to vote whose name has not been called? Anybody on the call who hasn't voted?
Okay. Can I have a point of information? Mr. Chair, does this vote count if we still don't have quorum?
If there is not quorum, okay, then for the motion to rescind to prevail, there would have to be more affirmative votes than a majority of a quorum. So that would mean that it would have to garner 7 votes in favor for the rescission to happen.
Ah, right. 1, 2.
Go ahead, Mary. What's the vote?
Yeah, 4 yes.
Is the vote legal if there's no quorum? I mean,
may I finish announcing the vote before you speak? Is it okay?
Go ahead, Mary.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's.
In answer to your question, Wendy, our bylaws provide that we can continue, once a quorum is established, we can continue business in the absence of a quorum, but to conduct any business, you have to have a majority of quorum voting in favor of the action.
Can
so,
I,
Mr. Chair, can I?
Let me refine my question.
Okay.
So if there was not quorum, is my motion to rescind still in order for a time when there is quorum?
You can renew that motion at any subsequent meeting.
I hereby give notice of my motion to rescind at the meeting of the full board on September 30th. November 30th.
Okay, it's been noticed. Go ahead.
I just want to say that
we hear the end of the vote.
I've been on these calls all the time.
If this is an opinion or any statement about the business that just was closed, it's not in order.
I'm trying to save y'all.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm asking a point of information that I need to really understand, be clear on, because I think it would be very unfair. There have been many times people have dropped off and we've taken votes and it has gone on and has never even been questioned. But now I'm going to question that all the time because I think we have been conducting things like this without ever questioning that. And so now it becomes questioned. And there have been many times people have dropped off. I don't hear people say, how many people are on the call? We go on and we proceed with business and we take the vote and they have counted.
So what is your point of information?
Well, that's my point of information. And I wasn't even aware that you could do that because now this is coming up at the end of the year when we've been doing this all along and people would drop off. And I wouldn't hear people say, do we still have quorum? Or how many people are on? And now I find, because that would make so much stuff then, that should not have, that maybe passed, that should not have been, or that could have been challenged on that. And nothing was, it wasn't said before. I didn't even hear it being asked.
Lisa, the motion has failed, and it's been
motion to rescind has failed.
Okay, we're going to move on now. The final item on the agenda is is Lisa's motion regarding our previous motion about salary cuts at BAI. Will you read your motion, Lisa?
One moment, please. Okay, whereas the PMB motion passed on September 29, 2007, concerning the WBAI budget, included the following stipulations. A, any salary cuts shall apply equally to all employees, and B, any salary cuts, staff cuts, or restructuring at WBAI shall not be implemented without consulting the paid and unpaid staff and unions and shall be consistent with union contracts. And whereas the WBAI interim general manager has reported to the WBAI Finance Committee that the salary reductions he has implemented exempt employees who have not received increases in the past 2 years and that he has not consulted with the unpaid staff union on this matter, and whereas after the union representing the WBAI paid staff has filed a grievance concerning those salary reductions, therefore be it resolved that the PMB requests that the executive director, one, direct the WBAI interim general manager to comply with the PMB September 29th motion concerning A, the equal application of salary cuts to all employees, and B, consultation with the unpaid staff union, and two, fast-track the review of the after-grievance on this issue with the intent to make any required salary adjustments before the next pay date, and, three, to provide the PMB with a written report of the steps taken pursuant to this motion by November 28, 2007.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's open for discussion.
A point of information.
Yes.
Is Lonnie Hicks still on the call?
Lonnie, are you here? I don't hear that he is.
I have a discussion date.
Go ahead.
It's difficult to, I mean, this sounds very reasonable and maybe necessary, advisable. I wonder what the particulars are, because it's difficult as a board member. To operate without knowledge of who this affects and why. It's as if we're wading into negotiations that are beyond our understanding. So I need some particulars of these things. I think
Don White.
Yeah. Well, I must say, I don't feel, I had asked Nicole to be on the call for this item. I wasn't sure when she would be here. And in the absence of a recommendation for an executive director to deal with questions of how, staffing things are made, I personally feel that it's difficult to answer any question. And again, without the CFO, I can't do it. So I don't know how to get an answer to any of your questions. Any answers you might have or opinions of different board members.
I have a point of information.
I'm going to ask Don. I'm going to recognize Don, and then we'll go to you, Chandra.
Well, I agree. I'm not speaking to the merits because I must admit that this is relatively complex, and without the input, I'm hoping that we can get input from Lonnie Hicks to find out some background and what has happened and what the timetable has been and who's been consulted and so on. So I'm going to move to refer to a committee, and I'm going to choose finance. I'm going to move that we refer this to finance, where the chief financial officer can be a part of this and they can evaluate this motion and then come back to the board with a some background and hard facts and background stuff. I would have a lot of difficulty trying to unravel this tonight.
Okay, I'm going to, before I ask for a second, I'm going to get the point of information just to be certain it didn't bear on it. What's your point of information, Chandra?
It's the timeline question. I want to know from the BAI people if this has to be decided tonight because of a timeliness issue, or can it be, or can it be referred to committee for consideration, or to the executive director, or whoever might be appropriate?
This is Bob. I can answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I recognize this is a fair amount of detail to absorb. That Lisa also forwarded the text of the memo from the interim general manager to the WBI Finance Committee, where he said that he instituted the 5% cut with the November 15th payroll, and so the next payroll would be November 29th. And this motion is important to make sure that if the executive director finds that there was a mistake made in the way that those cuts were implemented, that that be rectified by the November 29th payroll.
And this is Wendy.
Okay, hang on. Before you do that, Wendy, I also have to note that the motion includes some things like fast-tracking the after grievance on this issue that I really don't think, in the absence of the board having adequate notice and having enough members here, that I'm going to strike that and rule that just item one, which is directing the general manager to comply, is in order, because that was the essence of what was noticed to us. And the other things we can address by asking our executives to deal with them and at the next meeting. Wendy.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I think that when this came up, it was a budget thing that actually came before the WBA-LSB before, and that it was somehow that somehow the way it came out of it was that the GM and the program director wouldn't be subject to the 5% cuts, and I don't understand how that worked out, because it seems like when you're moving to cut people's salaries, and I know why it happened, because the station can't afford to do what they're doing, but why were the program director and the GM excluded from that?
May I speak? Because I didn't really, I mean, I know I read.
No, okay. You know, hang on.
Instead of making the lowest paid people take the brunt of the...
I want to actually go back to Don's motion, which I didn't ask for a second on. Is there a second to the motion to refer?
Second.
Okay, I'm going to go alternate, since this is a procedural motion, pro and con, on the motion to refer. Who would like to speak opposed to the motion to refer?
Rick.
What's your point of information, Lisa?
I was going to ask if at some point, even regarding how they decide, because I didn't really, I mean, I just read the motion. I didn't really motivate it. I think it's...
Motivate it.
Yeah.
Good point. I'll recognize you to motivate it if it's not referred.
Could I ask Lisa to respond to Wendy's question also?
Well, no, not right now. Ray, we're on the motion to refer.
Okay,
go ahead.
Is it just about the lowest staff people, or is it about all of them?
What? Wendy, I'm not going to discipline you because I know you've been through a lot, but we're talking now about whether or not we're going to refer.
It's an important question.
it is. Actually, hang on. There's about 100 important questions, but none of them are in order right now. What's in order right now is whether we refer or not, and if we do, then that's not a question for us to deal with now. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes. As people say, the preliminary part of the motion, it talks about cutting people's salary. And if you look at, as Bob just said, the PMB motion specifically said that the cutting salaries should be divided equally, and this was not done. It also says that the union should be consulted, and that is one of the union was not consulted. And
can you direct your comments to whether or not we're referring this to finance?
Oh, I'm saying that I was saying specifically these were violations both in terms of substance, in terms of, you know, well, okay. So I'll stick to the financial impact on workers
who
are part of the union, and that was not taking place. So therefore, further cuts are about to take place. And we want it to stop, and we want the executive director to take a look at this immediately in view
okay.
of the previous motion of the board.
Okay, so the rationale for opposing the referral is the immediacy of the action that's going to be taken.
Exactly.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor of the motion to refer? Okay, hearing no...
May I speak against it?
No, if there's nobody in favor, we go to a vote.
I'd like to move to amend the motion to refer.
Go ahead, Bob.
I want to move to refer this to the executive director and the CFO.
Okay. Is there a second to the amendment?
I second it.
Okay. Is there any need for debate?
Mr. Chairman,
can I briefly motivate my motion?
Can we see if it goes without objection?
Given that Lisa didn't get to motivate her original motion, I'm going to recognize her to motivate that. So we'll provide perhaps provide context. Then I'll ask you to motivate your motion to the referral to the ED. God willing, we're going to vote on something.
I just wanted to be, because I know I'm, you know, reading it, and at this hour, you know, sounded a bit complicated, but I just wanted to be clear on some things that this motion is asking for, which is really not complicated. It's basically just instructing asking the executive director to make sure that certain things are done fairly. Like, for one, it's to just instruct the interim general manager to comply with the PNB September 29th motion concerning, well, the equal application of salary cuts, because that's what the motion that the PNB passed said. So that issue about just certain people getting it, you know, this motion says that it should be the equal application of salary cuts as what was passed by the PNB motion, and that there be consultation with the unpaid staff union. And two, to fast-track the review of the after agreement, which means to review it, you know, to let's look at what's going on with that, with the intent to make any required salary adjustments before the next pay date, and to provide the PNB with a written report of the steps taken pursuant to this motion by November 28, 2007.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah, well, the key here is the urgency of the timing. Because the next payroll is coming up, this needs to be resolved before then. If we send it to the Finance Committee, there's going to be a delay involved. There's nothing wrong with the Finance Committee looking at this after the fact and figuring out if there are lessons for how to make sure PNB mandates are complied with by managers. But right now, there's an immediate issue of people's bread and butter that's on the table. And I think if we refer it to the ED and the CFO, we can get some quick action as the workers deserve.
Don White.
Okay. I'm going to call for two in favor and two opposed to the amendment. Who's speaking opposed to Bob's amendment of the referral? Hearing no objection to Bob's amendment to the referral. Is there any objection to adopting the amendment to the referral?
Can we read it, please?
Will you read it again, Bob?
I didn't write it down, but again, I can...
You move to refer this question to the ED and CFO.
If we don't know what it is, we can't refer... the secretary can't write it down. We can't refer it with any authority.
The motion has been sent to everybody on the board before the meeting started. What Bob's motion is to refer this question to the ED and the CFO for their consideration.
So when I was in my car driving, I should have got it.
Right.
Well, I
can't read it now.
I do have it, yeah.
The original motion was just read moments ago by Lisa. I'll reread it. Whereas the PNB motion passed on the 29th, September 29th, concerning the WBI budget, included the following stipulations. Any salary cuts shall apply equally to all employees. Any salary cuts, staff cuts, or restructuring at WBAI shall not be implemented without consulting the paid and unpaid staff and unions and shall be consistent with union contracts. And whereas the WBAI interim general manager has reported to the WBAI finance committee that the salary reductions he has implemented exempt employees who have not received increases in the past 2 years, and that he has not consulted with the unpaid staff union on this matter. And whereas after the union representing the BAI staff, paid staff has filed a grievance concerning those reductions, therefore be it resolved that the PNB requests that the ED direct the BAI interim GM to comply with the PNB's September 29th motion concerning A, the equal application of salary cuts to all employees, and B, consultation with the unpaid staff union, and two, fast-track the review of the after grievance on this issue with the intent to make any required salary adjustments before the next pay date, and three, provide the PNB with a written report of the steps taken pursuant to this motion by the November 28, 2007.
Thank you. And is it dense to then
say, does this apply to the GM and the PD or not? No, it's not dense. It's just out of order. We're going to speak opposed to the, I'm asking for somebody opposed to...
All employees, isn't that the GM and the PD too?
Yes, all employees.
Okay, thank you. That's
okay,
all I... That, thank you.
Someone else is going to have to chair this meeting. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I do have a point of information as far... Did Dan White's original motion, just for the record, he moved to refer to the CFO
to the
or
finance.
To the National... For the Finance Committee.
Now, may I clarify? I'm going to, first of all, Dan White shot Moscone dead. This is Dan White. I take umbrage here. I'm going to withdraw my motion, and
okay.
Maybe the person who seconds could withdraw. I'm going to withdraw my motion and support Bob's
okay,
motion.
Did you mean the CFO or the National
Finance? No, I meant my motion referred it to the Finance Committee.
Okay, thank
because
you.
In solidarity with workers and so on.
No, I know you don't need a lecture,
but there's no
thank
one
you.
Chairing this meeting because we've driven our chair away, so there's no one chairing this meeting at this point. I will just say that the ED and the CFO, I think, are very appropriate places to refer this.
Okay. So now you're going to withdraw that. Okay, thank you.
Well,
Madam Secretary Chair, I move the motion.
You're now Madam Secretary Chair.
Okay, so this is now on Bob's motion, which now is the main motion. As opposed to Don's is not there. So,
in other words, I'm calling for a vote.
Okay. Is anyone objection? Is there any objection to the amendment to refer to the ED and the CFO? Hearing none.
See how easy that is.
Point of information.
Madam Chair, does that mean that the secretary, which would be you, that you would forward this motion to the CFO and to the ED?
And the PNB?
Yeah. Yes, to both of them, yeah.
Okay, and so you'll forward that they would be moved to refer this motion, and that could happen, not to put any more pressure on you, but it could happen at least by, today, which would, it's today in New York, but it would happen on the 19th.
Say what now?
I'm sorry. I'm just, like I said, not to put any additional pressure on you, but I just...
Well, you send this out tomorrow, Mary.
Yeah, it's already tomorrow, in New York.
Sure, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it would be on the 19th.
Okay.
It's already tomorrow where I am.
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection?
Me.
To adjourn?
No.
Hearing nothing, I presume, are adjourned at... 12:50 Eastern Time. See you later.